Jocelyn Jackson's father was in the military, so in her earliest years, they moved a lot.
My mother was the kind of woman who, when we would go to a new town, she knew where the public library was before she knew where to find a grocery store.
Jackson quickly developed her own love for books, and by the time her father retired from the service and the family settled in Pensacola when she was about 8, was writing her own novels, which she
published myself using the Crayola and stapler method. And by the time I was in high school, or maybe it was middle school, they came out with those blank books. They looked like books, but all the pages were blank. And so I decided that was how long a novel should be. And I filled up reams of them with just really terrible novels, just awful. Mostly horror. I was reading a lot of Lovecraft and Stephen King in middle school and high school. I remember one called Don't Go Into the Woods. A lot of people did. They just went into the woods and nothing good came of it.
Nothing ever has.
That's right.
Later in high school, Jocelyn Jackson got very interested in theater, both acting and trying her hand as a playwright.
The trouble was that I wasn't a very good playwright.
But her attempts at playwriting and work as an actress did help inform her transition to novelist.
Acting, the creating this character and creating an internal world, this is going to sound weird and kind of woo-woo, but it heats up the same place in my brain as novel writing. It feels like those two things come out of the same place, which I guess makes sense because I do write very character-driven fiction. That's what I'm really interested in, is creating sort of whole, real people and then, you know, following them through whatever happens. But mostly it's about character creation for me.
You give a character some trouble, but you're more interested in not so much what the trouble is, but how they respond.
Yes, absolutely. The way I write a book, and I would not advise anyone to take up this methodology because it is hideously inefficient. And if I could do it any other way, Lord, I would do it another way. But something will happen. I will see something. Oftentimes it's visual arts or a word or two that I catch eavesdropping. I'm an inveterate eavesdropper. Or a particular landscape will suggest a quality or a personality or a person to me. And I will very slowly, over the years, play with that person. You know, whenever I have to do the stuff I don't like to do, like vacuum a house or brush my teeth or drive the kids to school, you know, the boring stuff, I play with my little imaginary friends. And they come up separately by themselves, but eventually they begin to connect in ways, and I'll grow casts of them that I know these people belong together and these people belong together. And at a certain point, one of those casts will kind of get loudest, and that's the book I write next. A Grown-Up Kind of Pretty actually started about 7 years ago, I'd say, maybe a little more, when I was on tour for Gods in Alabama. I went to a little independent bookstore called Bay Books in Bay St. Louis, and yeah, I grew up on the Gulf Coast, and to me, the Gulf Coast is this white, pristine, sugary, crystalline landscape with this beautiful blue water. I've set a book there before. The Girl Who Stopped Swimming is set there because the main character is sort of striving for this immaculateness that I think of the Gulf Coast, and this is the color palette that comes to me. And Bay St. Louis is a whole nother Gulf Coast. It's this mossy, thick, green, verdant, fertile landscape. And I thought of Jenny Slocum, the main character, partially because this is a book about three generations of Slocum women, and they are very short generations. I'm an English major, but I still got the math right. Jenny's 45, her daughter Liza's 30, Liza's daughter Mosey is 15. So just sort of the fecundity of that town, that's how that translated. And I also thought, looking at that landscape, there's no way to bury anything in this part of Mississippi. It's going to sprout. Whatever you try to hide here is going to put down roots and get mighty and come shooting up into the light.
The discovery of something buried in the Slocum's backyard and search to find out what it is and how it got there give a page-turning momentum to the rich character study of three generations of smart, irreverent, blue-collar women from the Mississippi coast. In Jocelyn Jackson's highly recommended A Grown-Up Kind of Pretty. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Kasten.